All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to the chat real quick. Salty Gonads, I see you on there. Lap Picket Fence is on. Dave Souders is on. King Slutzy McGroin is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Regina Loves Art is on. Why Not May is on. John 14-1 is on. Fedora the Explorer with Timpon. It's gonna be tough to get that out. Timpon. PJ Wiles won. Felons can't vote. Felons can't vote. So illegal. I don't know what you're trying to say there. But anyway, I was gonna read what you said. But anyway, bigger 92678. Todd Suff is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Judy Juanita is on. Mike Griffin is on. Sean Hiltabile is on. Let me get to the bottom here. Sun Gun is on. Pops McGroin is on. C Suff is on. Waterline 46 is on. Praise Holler is on. Todd Suff is on. Mara Z is on. Dave Honest is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Noodlin McGroin is on. John Phillips is on. Flash River is on. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Let's hop right to this tonight. Late story that came out just before the podcast is Scott Ritter's home's been raided by the FBI. Scott Ritter, now who is this guy? Former UN weapons inspector, United States citizen. UN weapons inspector Scott Ritter. I'm reading off a sheet. I wrote down all his notes. Currently RFK Jr.'s national security advisor against the Ukraine war, against Israel's latest moves. They're raiding his home, allegedly, according to Ritter, for a FARA violation, Foreign Agent Registry Act, which, of course, they didn't raid Hunter Biden's home for doing the exact same thing. Now, he was, in 2011, pled guilty for explicit online chat with a 15-year-old. Two convictions on that. The 15-year-old was actually a Fed. Surprise, surprise.
Oops.
So anyway, not excusing him for it. He thought if he knew his 15-year-old, then that's on him. But anyway, suddenly his home has been raided, and so you can just add him to the long list of Joe Biden's political opponents whose homes have been raided. Let me see if I can think of them off the top of my head. Of course, we have Donald J. Trump. We have Roger Stone. We have the arrest of General Flynn. We have Navarro's arrest. We have Bannon's arrest. We have the raid on Project Veritas. We have the raid on Rudy Giuliani, who in the middle of the raid just offered them Hunter Biden's laptop that he had on a zip drive. They didn't take it. Why they raided his home? Nobody knows. They raided his home. I'm trying to think if I've missed any others off the top of my head. But anyway, and of course, we have the numerous arrests of pro-life activists under the FACE Act, which is an absolute joke. So our FBI continues to prove itself to be the brown shirt Gestapo for the Democratic Party. We know that's who they are. So I don't know why they've raided Ritter's home. Don't want to get too out in front of it. But it just is awfully coincidental that if you speak against the Biden regime, you speak against the Biden agenda, you end up with your home being raided. If you decide to run against Joe Biden, your home gets raided by the FBI. It's just very strange. And then, of course, you have Christopher Wray, who testifies under oath on Capitol Hill that there is no political bias with the FBI or the DOJ, when that's all that there is political bias. Of course, you have Merrick Garland, Alejandro Mayorkas have all been either impeached or sanctioned by the House of Representatives. Merrick Garland, of course, refused to hand over the tape of Robert Hur and Joe Biden's interview. Still has never handed over that tape at all. They said, well, you know, instead of handing over the tape, Robert Hur being the special prosecutor looking into Joe Biden's possession of 1,850 boxes of highly classified material. Of course, Joe Biden could never be in lawful possession of that material. He has not been charged with any of that. Donald Trump, no matter what you say, it can be argumented that he is in under the Presidential Records Act, was in possession of all of his highly classified information they had at Mar-a-Lago, has been prosecuted. Of course, that makes no sense, but Merrick Garland is a brown shirt for the Democratic Party. That's what he is. I mean, he's simply the Gestapo for the Democratic Party. And Robert Hur, of course, was the one that the special counsel looking into, special prosecutor looking into the Biden classified documents case where Biden had him on four separate locations, including his garage, not under lock and key. All of Donald Trump's were behind Secret Service Protection. And he wouldn't release the tape of his interview. I mean, Merrick Garland is supposed to be unbiased. So if you're unbiased, what do? You release the freaking tape.
Yeah.
It's simply a request from Congress for oversight and for the Judiciary Committee that we want to have the tape of the interview between Robert Hur and Joe Biden about his classified documents, and specifically about him releasing classified material to his ghostwriter, which he absolutely did. So that's as yet to be released at all. And of course, Merrick Garland has not, of course, prosecuted himself. So, and Merrick Garland said, the reason why I'm not giving it to you is we've already released the transcript. And then, of course, the DOJ had to testify under oath that they had already edited the transcript. This is the country that we live in. I mean, it's so in your face. I don't even know what to say, because remember 5 or 6 years ago, whenever there was any criminality in your case or just audacious, just hypocrisy in your face, it would be prosecuted or dealt with or sued into oblivion, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Now it just runs wild because nobody does anything about it, because there is no media and there is no judiciary on the criminal side or the civil side. You remember, you have Alex Jones being sued into oblivion by the CIA, who instigated the Sandy Hook parents to file these lawsuits, and that tape was revealed by Project Veritas. I mean, they got the CIA operative revealing the CIA was behind getting together with the Sandy Hook parents to initiate a lawsuit against Alex Jones. And most of the Sandy Hook parents, about 80% of them, refused to cooperate with that, but some of them did. And now Alex Jones has a $1 billion settlement against him. So that is the current state of our judiciary. That's where we're at right now, just so everybody knows. So, and now we have Scott Ritter's house being raided by the FBI. And you're like, well, you know what? He did have the sexual offense. It was 2011. I'm not saying anything about it. He could be a perv. I have no clue, but he's already paid the penalty for it. That was 13 years ago. So this obviously has nothing to do with that. Ritter says it's for FARA violations. And that sounds like some sort of James Bond thing, Foreign Agent Registry Act. That just simply means that you're going to be lobbying on behalf of a foreign entity. That's all that that means. And of course, Frank Biden, James Biden, Valerie Biden, and Hunter Biden have never registered under FARA. And that's all that they do, is lobby for foreign governments. That's all that they do. And Mike Flynn almost went to prison for 7 years for the exact same thing when he was an incoming administrative staff member for the president, national security advisor for the president, and was simply making phone calls to foreign governments as the incoming national security advisor. And they charged him with a FARA violation.
Ridiculous.
That, I mean, I guarantee you, no matter who wins this upcoming election, I pray to the Lord Jesus that it's not Camel Toe Harris. But no matter who it is, the incoming NSA, National Security Advisor, will be calling foreign governments before he takes office. That's what they've done only for the last 150 years.
Yep.
That's what you do. And then they charge him with a crime, because that is the current status of our judiciary system, is find some sort of non-existent tacit link to a crime. Like, you know what? I wish that, say something like, we need to defeat the Democrats. Well, I believe that that's violence. So you know what? That's a threat. So now we're going to start an investigation against you. Some sort of tacit non-element of a crime is used to indict you in a crime.
Yeah.
Or have you investigated in a crime? That is where we are at right now. If that's what's going on with Ritter, I don't know. We'll find out. But it's kind of weird. He's not even a Trumpster. He's working for RFK Jr. But yet RFK Jr., they would love to see his campaign throttled so that he doesn't take 4 or 5 points away from Joseph Robinette. Not Joseph Robinette Biden anymore. Camel Toe Harris. Or I got to get it now. Tim Pond. Her running mate, Tim Pond Waltz. All right, so let me launch into this first. Then we're going to get into the shadow campaign, the shadow ticket of Kamala Harris and Tim Pond. They have yet to do an interview. I mean, 17 days now. I believe today's the 18th day that Kamala Harris has been the Democratic Party nominee for president. And she was that before that. So really, we're like 3 weeks plus into her being the Democratic nominee for president. And she has yet to do a campaign. And when she does actually walk up to a podium like this one, she has a notebook in her hand. This is where we are at politically right now. All right, so let me just start with this. This is off topic, but I just wanted to show this to you because this is just an overall plot because there was people that came out and absolutely predicted that there would be an assassination attempt against Donald Trump. Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones definitively came out and said that. Dan Bongino came out and said that there was going to be an assassination attempt against Donald Trump. I alluded that there would be. I thought that was a possibility, but I did not predict it. They did. So credit to those guys. So what is going on right now? So we just had Ritter rated. Go to the first one for me, Will. Julie Kelly tweet. Make sure you follow her on Twitter. I've read a lot of really bad FBI entrapment scripts. This isn't about Ritter. But the latest Pakistani national with ties to Iran charged in connection with foil plot to assassinate a politician or U.S. government official's arrest is so bad it's almost comical. From the affidavit, the only tie the suspect has to Iran is a wife and kids who at some point lived in Iran. So if those of you who haven't heard about this yet, this is last name. I'm trying to remember his first name. It's like Amari or something like that. I wrote it down, but now I can't remember. His last name is Merchant. But anyway, he was arrested. He was arrested by the FBI for an alleged assassination plot against a politician or possibly Donald Trump. So he was arrested by our DOJ, by the FBI, for this alleged plot. Kind of weird how this all works out, though, isn't it? Because I'm going to run this all together for you in just a minute. Oh, I'm trying. I got his name written down here. There it is. Asif Merchant. It's A-S-I-F Merchant. That's his name. Asif Merchant. So it's funny because right before the Butler rally, you had the rumor going around that there was going to be an Iranian plot. The Iranian plot didn't really take root at Butler. Get what I'm saying here. There was no way to blame Iran for Thomas Matthew Crooks, right?
Yep.
Now, this is all conjecture on my part. I'm just throwing this out there. There was no way to pin the assassination attempt and the murder of Corey Comparator on Iran. There was no way to do that. So it didn't really pan out for them. It's kind of weird that they were throwing that out prior to the Butler rally. Right, they were kind of disseminating that into the public that Iran was after Donald Trump, but it didn't really pan out at Butler, right? So because nothing really worked out the way that they wanted to. Because what was supposed to happen was Donald Trump was supposed to have his head blown off on national TV. And remember, CNN hadn't covered a Trump rally live in forever. But then suddenly... Mm-hmm. In Butler, Pennsylvania, suddenly CNN was going live. Just like CNN showed up at Roger Stone's house the moment that his house was raided by the FBI. And nobody else knew about it but CNN. Because if you're going to have a Hitler, you got to have a Goebbels.
Yep.
So go to the next one for me. Well, Julie Kelly tweet. It appears this guy might, this is a Sif Merchant, maybe, she really garbles up her... English here, so I'm going to do the best I can. Maybe he had ulterior motives, was looking to expand his business. Feds claim he sketched out his assassination plot on a napkin. So he gets arrested for sketching out an assassination plot on a napkin and used code words related to his clothing business. At least one informant and two FBI undercovers involved. So this sounds eerily familiar, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
This sounds very familiar to Gretchen Whitmer's kidnapping plot in Michigan, where 12 of the 18 defendants in this case were FBI informants or assets or agents. Informants or agents. There's ASIF right there. All right. Go to the next one for me, Will. So here is the court document. Merchant wrote, this is the FBI's what's called probable cause affidavit, or capias. Merchant wrote that the word T-shirt would mean protest, which he described as the lightest work. The phrase flannel shirt would mean stealing, which was heavier work. The phrase fleece jacket, the heaviest work, would mean the third task, commit the act of the game, indicating murder as previously discussed. The phrase denim jacket referred to sending money. Merchant told the CS, confidential source, to use the code words only orally on the phone and not to text them. So this was an FBI CS. You're like, Tom, you were a cop for 25 years. You don't trust these cops? Abso-freaking-lutely not. Any more than I would have trusted the Gestapo back in 1937.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what these people are. And I'm talking top to bottom, except if you are an FBI whistleblower. If you're not an FBI whistleblower, you are complicit, and you need to spend the rest of your life in prison also. All right, go to the next one for me, Will. Julie Kelly tweet. So we're supposed to believe a guy from Pakistan whose only ties to Iran appear to be familiar called up someone, some unknown guy in April to help him execute his assassination plot. So Asif Merchant called up a stranger that he's never met before in his life, never had contacted before in his life, almost as if he'd flipped up through a phone book and put his finger down, calls up this guy and says, hey, you want to help me assassinate some politicians inside of America, namely Donald Trump? This is what we're supposed to believe. Now leave this up. Or is this to make the threat pre-Butler seem legit?
Mm-hmm.
Like the FBI always does. Then the guy quickly becomes an informant. Uh-oh. So the guy who he just called out of nowhere happens to be an FBI informant or quickly becomes one. And our crack FBI works so fast that they had two undercover FBI agents into the bust, but the informant and undercovers do all the work, including the undercovers. Again, this is just like the Whitmer kidnapping hoax, where the FBI was doing all of the work. They were instigating it. They would put out all the sentences like, how would you like to do this? Would you like to do it? No. Would you like to do it? No. Would you like to do it? No. Would you like maybe like do it? Would you kind of like do it? Maybe are you thinking about it? Well, maybe I think about it. And then that's what the FBI did. And then the FBI loaded up all of the Whitmer kidnapping suspects and drove them around themselves, putting them at Whitmer's home themselves. So they could later say, the suspects went by the house. Yeah, but you drove them there.
Mm-hmm.
Into the bus, but the informant and undercovers do all the work. The FBI agents do all the work, including transporting the suspect target around town, just like the wretched Whitmer kidnapping hoax, and getting the $5,000 the suspect target said he needed for the plot. This is part of a DOJ, FBI, DNI latest attempt to establish foreign malign influence in the election. This is separate from the Trump assassination attempt. This is so the DOJ and intel community can again claim misinformation, disinformation about any reporting social media posts hostile to the regime. So now what they've done, you can bring it back to me. So now what they've done, and we can look at this in a couple of different ways. I don't necessarily agree with Julie Kelly's last assessment that it's separate from the Butler assassination attempt. No, this is so Russia isn't working anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all looking at Russia, and we know that Vladimir Putin allows the Orthodox Christian Church to exist, and Volodymyr Zelensky doesn't. Volodymyr Zelensky has a military spokesperson who's transgender. That's not even allowed inside of Russia. All right, Russia could have already taken over the entirety of Ukraine, and for some reason hasn't. So they can't keep using Russia is this absolutely malicious force around the globe that they could take over all of Europe. It's not working anymore. It's not working. Russia. So now what are they going to do? Iran. That's so now they're going to credit all mis and disinformation with Iran. Here's another. This is my own little synopsis of it. It's just kind of weird, isn't it? That you had prior to the Butler assassination attempt, the rumor Iranian assassination attempt to Donald Trump. Donald Trump survives. If he didn't survive, they could pin it on Iran. Who would ever know? You ever think about this?
Yep.
Who would ever know? Think about it this way. Crooks is dead. Trump's dead. The Secret Service, in my opinion, to some degree, is in on it. Not necessarily rank and file, but people at Cheadle's Lever and Ronald Rowe. So because, of course, they very strangely had pulled back all of Donald Trump's security teams and security assets, including this was the first rally. Kind of weird, too. Think about this, Aaron. Think about this, Will. Mm-hmm. This was the first time that there was a CS unit there at a Trump rally in months.
Convenient.
Very convenient, isn't it? You're like, well, yeah, but that saved Donald Trump's life. Yeah, but were they supposed to save his life? Or were they supposed to take Crook's life after Crooks took Trump's life? And yep. Crooks did get off three rounds at Donald Trump, including hitting him in the face.
Yep.
Kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, it's just kind of weird that there was no CS team, counter-sniper team, on any Trump rally, no live CNN coverage until this one. Weird, isn't it? And it was rumored that the Iranians were after him before that, right? And then that was the reason why they put the CS team there, according to Ruttrow. Whenever I say Ruttrow, I mean Ronald Rowe, current acting director of the Secret Service. Kind of weird, isn't it, that that was all in place? Because it would be very convenient when Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland and Lisa Monaco would be the ones investigating the assassination of Donald Trump. We would never know what the truth was. Just like, do we know the truth about the JFK assassination to this day? Does anybody really know what happened? Nobody knows.
No.
Nobody has any clue. And what year did that happen? 64? 63?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
63?
I think it was 64.
I think it was 63 or 64. Yeah. So anyway, nobody knows to this day. It's 2024. So we have no idea what happened. None whatsoever. Almost 60 years ago. We have no idea.
63.
Yeah, 63. So there you go. Yes, almost 61 years ago-ish, somewhere in there. We have no idea. 60 years later, what happened there. Same thing that would happen here. Crooks is dead. Trump's dead. So nobody in the know. Nobody in the know. Would Donald Trump Jr. try to get people to actually legitimately investigate it? No, they buried JFK's assassination, not to mention RFK's assassination, not to mention Ronald Reagan's assassination attempt. They buried all of that. We have no idea who's behind any of those things.
Yep.
We have ideas, but we have no proof. Well, that was possibly the idea here. No evidence. So you could just have Lisa Monaco come out, Merrick Garland come out, Christopher Wray come out. We have found out that it was really a Sif merchant, or just anybody. They could just make up somebody's name. Mm-hmm. Abdul Abu Badi. He did it. Who's like, who's that? Who's Abdul Abu Badi? I have no idea, but he did it. He did it. Osama bin Laden was a CIA asset.
Yep.
And everything gets blamed on him. Strange. Strange that the FBI and the CIA knew that all of Osama bin Laden's people were in the country training to do what they did, and nobody communicated with each other and then let it happen. Mm-hmm. Weird, isn't it? It's just weird all these things happen.
They had comms issues.
Yeah, okay, comms. That's right. Just like the Justin Butler, those comms issues.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting but there's an investigation now. I mean, we'll be what, a month out of the assassination attempt on Saturday. But do you know anything? Nothing.
No.
Nobody's been suspended. Nobody's been fired. Nothing. Just like in Afghanistan, 13 of our American soldiers dead. Nobody fired. Austin didn't get fired. Millie didn't get fired. McKenzie didn't get fired. Nobody got fired. Amazing, isn't it? So if you think of it this way, so right before the rally, Butler rally, you had this illustrious covert Iranian plot, which causes them to put the CS team on there, and CNN is covering it live. And then you have Israeli's assassination of the Hamas leader in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
That's awfully coincidental, isn't it? Iranian plot to kill Trump, assassination against Trump that they end up not being able to blame on Iran, but then Israel stokes the flames back up by assassinating Hamas's leader in Iran. And now, lo and behold, you have a new Pakistani Iran plot to kill American politicians. And now Israel is on the verge of war with Iran. So Iran. And the other side of it is, you always need to remember that Democrats, they're not smart people. Basically, what they do is scatter bomb everything. They just bomb everything. And then they take out whatever is advantageous for them, they use it.
Yeah.
So say this plot against President Trump didn't work. Well, now if they can get a war going between Israel and Iran, then we all need to come together. It's a war. You know, we all need to come together behind the current president, which will soon be Kamala Harris. Not because she'll be elected, because I believe Joe Biden will step down so that she can pardon Hunter and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that he can keep his word like a Biden. So you just think about it, because they basically just cluster bomb everything. And then whatever advantageous effect they can glean from that, they do it. And that's what I believe is happening with this. I don't know. Again, this is just pure conjecture. And then, sadly, and I always tell you, I'm no Trump acolyte. I love Donald Trump. Voting for Trump, voted for him in 16, voted for him in 20, voted for him. I will vote for him again in 2024. Of course. Chose him over DeSantis. I love Donald Trump, but you know, occasionally, dadgum, he just kicks himself in the nuts. Mm-hmm. Because Donald Trump says, if the Iranians kill me, you need to blow Rand off the map.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You just right there, open the door for another assassination attempt against yourself.
Yep.
Because now that they want, if they can't kill you, then they want a war against Iran so that they can, we all have to come together and support our current president.
Yeah.
The greatest way to stay in office, ask George W. Bush, is to start a war.
Yep.
Everybody hated him prior to 9/11.
Yep.
But that swept him back into office. So I'm just telling you, don't open up the door. Somebody needs to get in Trump's ear and tell him not to say things like that. Ridiculous. It opens up the door in two ways. Again, stoke an Iranian war or open up another plot against him.
Exactly.
You certainly don't want Donald Trump hurt, of course, or of course not, assassinated. All right, let's switch to the shadow ticket. The Harris-Waltz ticket. So listen, you saw this in the pregame, and all of you have already seen it. It's gone viral. But we have to look at Tim Pond's face here. I mean, we really need to look at Tampon Tim's face. I mean, these are weird people. I mean, honestly, I am very critical of conspiracy theories. I don't hop right into conspiracy theories. But sometimes you just are like, what is going on with these people? Are they somehow controlled by something? Are they somehow controlled by, I mean, maybe by Satan. But I'm like, what are they controlled by? Because who makes facial expressions like Timpon? That's all God got it now. Timpon is. I don't know if I'll remember his name anymore.
No, probably not.
It's going to be Tampex Tim, Tampon Tim, Timpon, the man who wanted to put, the man who legislated into policy, into law in the state of Minnesota to put tampons into men's restrooms in schools. And he's going to be the vice president of the United States. We are living in a clown world. Yes. I mean, there's no other way to frame it. But anyway, so let's just look at this again. And look at his facial expression. So freaking weird. And then when his wife comes on the stage and he shakes hands with his wife.
Yeah.
This is a guy now who has a strange interest in children.
Yeah.
I'm stealing this from Alex Jones. He doesn't want to have sex with children. He wants to lop their sexual organs off.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. Yeah. I mean, that's just a weird thing. And his wife comes on stage. Even Cam and Dougie, who impregnated his nanny, and Cam, who had a sexual relationship with a 60-year-old when she was 30, 6-year-old married man, they even did the, you know, ceremonial kiss and tried to look as authentic as their fake marriage could possibly look.
Yeah.
But Timpon and his wife did like a handshake thing, which I don't have that, but I mean, I should have gotten it because it was so awkward and weird. But look at Tim's facial expressions. So weird. Play for me, Will.
Good evening. Good evening, Cindy. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Good evening.
One.
How many times is the woman going to say good evening? You know why she's saying good evening over and over again? Because she has nothing else to say. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. And hey, put that side by side. That pick right there, guys. The way that you have that. Look at him. Look, what's he doing? What on earth is he doing back there? I mean, so freaking weird. And it's not just him. I had Aaron dig up Hillary Clinton. You guys got that ready? Play it for me. Look at this. I mean, what on earth is that? By the way, that's not altered. I had Aaron check that into that for me.
Yeah.
That's Channel 15 out of Arizona.
I pulled it from their YouTube channel.
Yeah, this is legit. Nobody altered this. Nobody edited this. Nothing. That's actually her. And Tim Waltz is the same way. What is there? Is it like a open mouth demon that like possesses these people? Who acts like, who does, Who does this? I mean, the most you'd ever do, and I know this is not deep political commentary right now, but I mean, but literally, I mean, like, the people are so, they're the ones who are calling us weird.
Yeah, they call us weird.
They want to lop off children's body parts, put tampons in bathrooms, call open borders closed borders, and we're the weird ones? I mean, look at, what Republican has ever act like that? What, I mean, look at that. And tampon is maybe a little better than that. I mean, it is so, these people are so freaking demonic and weird. All right, Kyle Becker, is that next? Will, am I in the right spot?
Yep.
All right, this is real. This is the real reason. And I should have gotten this. I mean, I'm starting to hate myself right now. I didn't think it was important at the time, but Aaron, see if you can dig up his music video.
His horrible sound?
Yes.
Can yeah.
You see if you can find that for me? Aaron will find it in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
This is the real reason. You're wondering why she got this huge crowd. She got this huge crowd. Why was that? Well, the real reason for Kamala's huge crowd in Wisconsin today, just like we all thought, Billboard number one charting band. I've never heard of him. Ben Iver, is that right, Rich?
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver with Justin Verno, is that right? Is yeah. performing at this rally. So once again, she had to have, was it Megan Thee Stallion?
Yes.
She had to have Megan Thee Stallion in Atlanta, and now she's got to have Bon Iver?
Yeah, Bon Iver.
Bon Iver perform for us. So let me ask you this. Who do we have performing at Trump rallies outside of Donald Trump and other politicians? Nobody. And we get way bigger crowds than this. Way bigger crowds than this. But they have to have these recording artists come in. And listen to the song that he sang. Oh, my gosh. Did he have a corn cob stuffed up his rectum at the moment that he was singing this? Play it for me.
Yes, we'll rally round the flag. Yo. Rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. We will rally from the hillside, rally from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Obviously, he's a studio musician.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
That, I mean, again, it's just very symbolic of the Democratic Party. All right, let's go to this next one. Gateway pundit pick. Is everyone in the right spot? I get all distracted because I got Aaron going all over the place finding me stuff. So I get lost in my own stack here. Gateway pundit. Tim Walz. Again, weird sort of interest, so to speak, in children. Obsession. Weird sort of fascination with children. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tim Walz signed legislation redefining the term sexual orientation to include pedophiles. So normal sexual orientation means hetero, bisexual, homosexual, but Tim Pond wants it to include pedophilia.
Mm.
You know, and I try, folks, listen, I tried to run from all of the pedophile conspiracy theories. And believe me, there are some whoppers out there. There are. There's some whoppers. But then you start looking into these that you thought before. And listen, again, I am distinguishing between crackpot bullcrap Q stuff and actual things like Pizzagate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Pizzagate, that's real. When you got John Podesta with his weirdo pictures on his wall, Jeffrey Epstein with his weirdo pictures on his wall. Who hangs those things? Ellen DeGeneres with weirdo pictures on her wall.
Yeah.
Like demons came in. Hey, like a demon came in and said, hey, can I do your interior decorating? It's just kind of weird, okay? I mean, we all know, Aaron, I can't remember the stats, see if you remember it, but how many kids in the United States disappear per year? And how many kids worldwide disappear? Literally, like your breath in the wind on a winter day. Whew, gone.
Yep.
Gone. It's over a million.
Yeah, U.S. is 800,000
yeah,
in the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I don't think it's that high. But, I mean, I don't believe it's that high. I don't know where you got the number, but I don't think it's 800,000 per year. But it is hundreds of thousands. All right? Because, I mean, I don't remember exactly what the numbers were. It's 300,000, like, in all these various countries per year.
In the world is 8 million.
Yeah, so it's like 8 million per year. And I don't know. I got to look into those stats. But anyway, it's just a very strange sort of fascination that these Democrats have with kids. I mean, who would, and I know this is not riveting political information tonight, commentary tonight. I agree. Yeah, that's in John Podesta's home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in Podesta's home. This is Hillary Clinton's lead advisor. It's kind of, I mean, kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, kind of weird how it's Moore from his house.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then you have the Clintons heavily involved, Moore from his house. Then you have the Clintons heavily involved with Haitian children in a very weird way. These are all, I mean, who would ever put that up in your home? Who would do this? Think about it. I mean, who would put, look at that. This is in one of the biggest names in the Democratic Party. One of the lead architects of the Transition Integrity Project.
Yeah.
John Podesta. The stealing of the 2020 election. You just read Transition Integrity Project. It's just kind of weird how Democrats orchestrate 48-year-old men with taped-up penises and testicles twerking their anuses in front of 8-year-old girls.
Yeah.
I mean, why? How would you ever be for that if you are Tim Walz? And Tim Walz is for that. And this is a J.D. Vance doesn't need to answer any questions when he actually debates Tim Walz. He should just never answer their questions and just continue to ask them, Tim, explain to us why it is that you put tampons in boys' bathrooms in schools. Tim, why is it that you are for the lopping off of 6-year-olds' penises? Just, I mean, they'll never answer any other question. You'll defeat them just doing that. Because this is one of these guys, and I don't know exactly how to frame this verbally. They have this veneer of happy-go-lucky grandpa.
Yeah.
But they want to include in sexual orientation pedophilia.
Yeah.
How are you happy-go-lucky grandpa and you want pedophilia to now be considered to be along the lines of bisexuality? Because here's the thing. I don't care. I am very libertarian in some areas. I don't care what you do in the privacy of your own home. Honestly, I don't care. I don't even care if you smoke weed in the privacy of your own home.
Yep.
And I put people in jail for smoking weed. 25 years in law enforcement, 92 to 2017. If it's against the law, I'll arrest you for it. If it's still against the law to smoke weed, I'll still arrest you for it. But I'm just saying, do I really care? Because it's weird, because I walk around my neighborhood, and there's like 3 or 4 houses. I live in a small rural area, small neighborhood, and I'm like, there's weed.
Yeah.
I don't care if smoking weed. I don't call the cops on because they're smoking. I don't care if they're smoking weed. Still against the law in the state of Florida. I don't care. I had gay men living two blocks from my house in a neighborhood of 30. I don't care. I was friends with them. Our dogs played with one another. I have absolutely no problem with them.
Yeah.
And I'll do what you want to do. You want whisker on whisker crime inside your house? Go right ahead and do it. I don't care what you do. But because those are consenting adults.
Yep.
Whether it's bisexual, homosexual, heterosexual, it's consenting adult sexual activity. And that is what is called a sexual orientation. Pedophilia is a 40-year-old man raping a 10-year-old girl.
Yes.
Whether she's volunteering to do it or not, it doesn't matter. That's way beneath the age of consent.
Yeah.
But Timpon here, he wants it to be included along heterosexual, pedophilia, bisexual, homosexual. That's what Timpon wants. Let me read you. Just leave this up for me, Will. Here it is from the Gateway Pundit. Minnesota's Take Pride Act. That's what this was. I thought the whole trans movement was not about ushering kids into sexual activity with adults. Well, I thought it wasn't about desensitizing adult on child sexual activity, even though you orchestrate drag shows with 40-year-old men twerking their penises in front of 8-year-old girls.
Yeah.
I thought, though, imagine the audacity of telling us that. Imagine the audacity of telling us, oh, no, this has nothing to do with trying to desensitize kids to sexual activity with adults and usher them into it. Because what you want to do is get that 18-year-old girl, I mean, 8-year-old girl desensitized to these weird dudes twerking their penises in front of her face, because maybe when she's 10, she'll be willing to have sex with them.
Yep.
That's the point of all of it. That's the point of all of it. But yet they tell us, which belies all the logic right in front of your face, right out of Orwell's 1984, they tell us that it has nothing to do with that, trying to desensitize kids to sexual activity. And not only desensitize kids, desensitize parents into allowing their kids to have sex with adults. The UN, as I've said on the show probably 10 times, one of their charters is trying to lower the age of consent to 14.
Yep.
So that any 14-year-old can have sex with any 50-year-old dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Gavin Newsom and Congressman Wiener out of the state of California lower the criminal penalties for those who are guilty of sodomizing 14-year-olds.
Yep.
What? And again, ask Gavi that on any debate stage. Gavin, just tell us your motivations for lowering the criminal penalties for sodomizing a 14-year-old and lowering the criminal penalties for purposely giving somebody AIDS. Can you just tell us that, please? Why is it that in California they're having a debate about selling kids into sex slavery, about whether that should be illegal or not? I have that on video. I'm constantly not getting to it because of all the new political stuff. So Minnesota's Take Pride Act, which was signed into law a long time ago, May of 2023, a year ago, included a section that redefined the term sexual orientation to include pedophiles in the state's Human Rights Act. Minnesota's Human Rights Act, which was signed into law in 1993, added sexual orientation as a protected class, included a caveat. So this is what happened. In 1993, Minnesota established a Minnesota Human Rights Act, which defined sexual orientation. But at that time, sexual orientation, this is a quote from the Human Rights Act, sexual orientation does not include a physical or sexual attachment to children by an adult. Tim Pond removed that. He removed that. So now sexual orientation does include a physical or sexual attachment to children. Fox News reported that the Take Pride Act, which was signed into law by Waltz, was first introduced by transgender rep Lee Finke. I forgot to give you guys. Oh, no, I got it. Who is Lee Finke? Who is that? So this was the Take Pride Act, where now Waltz signed a legislation redefining sexual orientation to include pedophiles, was first introduced by this guy. Play for me, Will.
Good morning. I'm just making a quick video here to make sure everyone knows that we have the Trans Day of Visibility is coming up on March 31st. It's a Friday. And the Queer Caucus and some of our local organizations are planning a Trans Day of Visibility event at 10:30 in the morning in the Capitol Rotunda. It would be wonderful to have as many gender expansive trans non-binary.
So that is one of, and I showed his picture yesterday. That's a guy pretending to be a girl named Lee Fink. This is one of Tim Walz's advisors. And remember, this is the guy, was this transgender Take Pride Act signed into law by Tim Walz in 2023, was introduced by this guy. You don't think this guy wants to have sex with kids?
100%.
I mean, come on. I mean, really?
Yeah, 100%.
Is that what you think? Now, here's the verbiage. Put the verbiage for me, Will, if you would. There you go. Sexual orientation. This was the original. Sexual orientation means having or being perceived as having an emotional, physical, or sexual attachment to another person without regard to sex of that person, or having or being perceived as having an orientation for such attachment. See what they scratched out? This is what's been scratched out. Or having or being perceived as having a self-image or identity not traditionally associated with one's biological maleness or femaleness. Sexual orientation does not include a physical or sexual attachment to children by adult. Tim Walz had that taken out. See how it's scratched out? It's gone now. So now sexual orientation does include pedophiles in the state of Minnesota. And here's the thing Aaron was talking about. I thought Minnesota was Midwestern, somewhat conservative. No, it's either hyper-left or Muslim.
Yeah. What the heck?
And you're like, how do those people work together? Because they are instruments of one another until they turn on one another.
Yeah.
Lauren video. Here's Waltz committing, if you haven't heard Stolen Valor yet today, here it is. Here's Waltz committing actual stolen valor and saying he went to war. Would be a shame if this went viral. Well, it did go viral. Laurel video. Play for me, Will.
Hope woke up like many of you did 5 weeks ago and Dad said, Dad, you're the only person I know who's in elected office. You need to stop what's happening with this. I'll take my kick in the butt for the NRA. I spent 25 years in the Army and I hunt. And I gave the money back. And I'll tell you what I have been doing. I've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment. But we can do background checks. We can do CDC research. We can make sure we don't have reciprocal carry among states. And we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at.
Remember that quote, those weapons of war that I carried in war. Just like Sidney Blumenthal, he never, it's Blumenthal, I don't remember, that's not his first name. But anyway, Blumenthal, the senator.
Yeah.
See if you can find that for me, Aaron, so I don't sound like an
Richard.
Idiot. Richard Blumenthal.
Yep.
Sidney's an advisor for the Clintons. But anyway, just like Blumenthal, he said that he went to Vietnam, he never fought in Vietnam. John Kerry never fought in Vietnam.
Nope.
They just were just a bunch of people standing around doing office work. That's all they ever did. And listen, they still served, but you go ahead and you take credit for the things that you've done.
Yep.
Aaron recently found, I don't know if it was article or actually military records.
Yeah.
Of my dad in Vietnam where he got his two Bronze Stars. I didn't even know. And my dad died in 2006. And great, he's a great father, great dad. But anyway. I had no idea what he did. I knew about the Bronze Stars, and I knew he had a Purple Heart out of Vietnam, but he was part of those jet boats like Apocalypse Now. That's what my dad did in Vietnam.
Yeah.
I had no idea what he actually did because you know what? He never said anything about it, right. Never talked about it. And I found out Aaron finds these articles, and he's credited with actually causing mass casualties on the enemy.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, holy crap. He never said a word, but here you got Timpan claiming that I don't want anybody to carry the weapons that I carried in war. And now it's been totally and completely documented. It's irrefutable and indisputable that the moment that his National Guard troop was called to Iraq, he retired. He left and ran for Congress. He never went to war. So what war was he fighting in?
Right.
And here I am sitting, put the camera on Will, Aaron. Here I am sitting next to somebody who fought in a war. How dishonoring is that to the men and women that have died in those wars? Absolutely. When you claim that you were there, not only did he not fight in a war, he never went to where the war was.
Right.
Nothing. That dishonors that man right there who's hurling artillery at the enemy in the war. And you see, can you pan it onto Creighton? Can you get it over to Creighton? Creighton, lean in. That guy's dad fought in the same war that Will fought in. Real warriors, people that were putting hate down range.
Yeah.
It's dishonoring to their families when these crappy, nasty, soulless, demonic Democrats take credit for things they never did. He's a piece of crap human being. Worthless piece of crap, feces human being. That's who's running for vice president under the Democratic Party. You can bring it back to me. Yeah, I want to honor the people that deserve honor. And there he is, just another lie, the weapons that I carried in war. He never went to war. He never went to where the war was. Nothing.
Nope.
Lying sack of human filth. Disgusting human being. RNC research video. So here is Timpan and Kamala. Going on to a tarmac. Now, what do you normally do when you go to a tarmac and you're running for president? You got all these reporters out there, probably 100 of them.
Yeah.
Standing on a tarmac, which how many of us have ever stood on a tarmac? Not comfortable.
Yeah.
It's hot. Do they ever go and actually talk to the reporters? No. RNC research video reporter, your response to the allegation of stolen valor, Timpan, Waltz ignores it. Oh, just like they're following the Biden way. They're following the Biden example. A reporter, your response to the allegation of stolen valor, Timpan. Waltz runs away. Here's the video. Play for me. Or Will. So there you go. I mean, and of course they use a brownie troop or a Girl Scout troop to hide from the media. Why are you hiding from the media? Go run on your fabulous record, Timpon. Go run on your fabulous record, Camel Toe, Border Czar. Go run on your fabulous record. You only allowed in 15,000 illegal border rapists every day into the country. Go run on it. Be proud that you allowed 15,000 border invaders per day into the United States to rape and kill Americans, including a 12-year-old girl, which they raped and killed for 3 hours. Go, I mean, she walked. I mean, can you imagine being responsible for that? You're like, Tom, move on. Can't. Can you imagine being responsible for that and being a smiling buffoon hyena like Kamala Harris? When you know you're responsible for a 12-year-old girl who got pulled under a bridge and raped for 3 hours with the two assailants had ankle bracelets on from the border? Can you imagine? What would you be like if you were responsible for that? And she just cackles on and on and on because they are demons. They have no souls. So Waltz won't answer the question because you know what? He is rapidly being John Kerry'd swiftboated. He is being swiftboated right now. Is it, you know what? His military record is an abomination. And then what's great is that there was some idiot that was on with, oh man, I forgot his name, the reporter. But on CNN or MSNBC, can't remember which reporter it was. Who's that annoying one that was always in Trump's press conferences? Remember that dude that Trump got into back and forth? He has his own ridiculously stupid show now.
CNN.
Yeah, it's CNN. It's I can't remember his name. But anyway, if you just, Aaron, see if you can find it. But I mean, it's the guy that Trump went back and forth with live all the time.
I see his face. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, you can find him. But anyway, just CNN, MSNBC reporter. He has his own show. If you guys think of it, throw it in the chat. I need that name. But anyway, I'm looking at the chat right now. But there was, he had some politician on there.
Goes, Jim Acosta?
Jim Acosta.
Yeah.
That's it. Go. Thank you, Aaron. Yep. You're awesome. Sean puts Jake Tapper. It's all the same. All the same. But yeah, thank you, Tracy Lynn. Acosta's on there. But anyway, I don't know if Aaron won, Tracy, or you won. But anyway, so she's on there with Acosta. You can pull it up right now. Google it, Acosta, in this interview. And she's going, well, you know what? What happened with Waltz, but you know what? At least he served in the military. We have no, J.D. Vance has no, you know, no service record, never served in the military. And even Acosta had to interrupt her and go, he was in the Marines. And I believe that he served in Iraq. So there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, these people that we are running against, again, they're not smart, but they're very zealous. They're idiotically zealous. So this is the greatest, most viral, most favorite video. I know all of you have already seen it, but just in case people missed it, I had to show it to you. So ends up with J.D. Vance is on the same tarmac. As you have Kamala and Timpon hiding from the media using a Girl Scout troop. J.D. Vance is on the same tarmac. And what does J.D. Vance do? Play for me, Will. All right, so I have some scintillating commentary on this, folks. I'm kidding. But anyway, it's just, and first of all, as Aaron said, what a baller. You just get up, you know, you get off your plane or you get out of your car and you drive, you walk over there and you talk to the people she's afraid to talk to. Look at him. He walks up and they could ask him anything they want, and they do. And he even opens the door, and they won't even ask him a question because they are the Goebbels media for the new Stasi, for the new Nazi party.
Yeah.
They are the Goebbels media. He goes up, ask me anything you want. Why doesn't Cam do that? Why doesn't Timpon do that? Walk up there and just say, what do you got for me, guys? I'll answer it because they're running from the truth. Now, here's the other thing. Now, take it back to the original spot, guys, when you can. There you go. Now, pause it just for a second. There's the thing. Now, behind there is where Timpon and Cam are, right behind J.D. Vance. That's not behind all those SUVs are not J.D. Vance's. J.D. Vance's are over there.
Yeah.
Okay? So, now, these are all the CO2's going to kill you people.
Yes.
Tim likes to lop off penises, but he wants to make sure you drive an electric vehicle.
Correct.
Tim wants to lop off testicles, but he wants to make sure that he limits your CO2 emissions. Tim wants to kill 1.1, 1.2 million babies in the womb per year, but he wants to somehow illustrate that CO2 is an existential threat to your life.
That's right.
All right. So here they all are. And I'm curious, because how important are these people really? I mean, really, I get it. And we need to protect our leaders, including Cam right now. We have to protect her, including Timpon right now. I'm all in favor of protecting all these people. But how many SUVs do you actually need? Play for me, Will. Look at this. Look at the SUVs dedicated to Cam and Timpon. Look at all these. And these are the CO2 is going to kill you people. These are the climate change is going to kill you people. These are the people that want to regulate all of your CO2 usage. Just like they don't want you to have a wall while they live behind a wall. They don't want you to have guns while they have guns. Look at all these SUVs. Look at this. What is this? Is this a raid? Is this an invasion? Look at them all. See the circle coming from way over there? Look at all these people. I mean, look at all. I'm going this way. There we go. Yeah. Look at it all. I should have done the count. I usually assign Aaron to the count. I mean, look at.
There's
this.
So many. To
I mean,
count.
Look at. I mean, there's got to be 40. There's got to be 40 cars here. I mean, oh my word. How many cars do you actually need? These are bourgeois, leftist, elitist oligarchs. Oligarchs. It's hierarchical hypocrisy that we are living under right now. It's not hypocrisy. It's hierarchical hypocrisy. Because if it's hypocrisy, people actually care that they're hypocrites. When you're a hierarchical hypocrite, you're like, I don't even care that I'm a hypocrite. Look at this. Unbelievable. All right, I'll get off of that finally. All right, Johnny MAGA video, is that where I'm at, Will? Yes, sir. Whoa, CNN fact checks slob. I love Don Johnny MAGA. Tim Walz for lying about his carrying weapons in war. Play for me.
Walz did make a comment speaking to a group. He's done it a couple of times where he has used language that has suggested that he carried weapons in a fighting situation. As you know, with your contact with the military, I know from coming from a military family, there is a difference between being in a combat area, being involved at a time of war, and actually being in a position where people are shooting at you. There is no evidence that at any time Governor Walz was in a position of being shot at. And some of his language could easily be seen to suggest that he was. So that is absolutely false when he said that about gun rights out there.
All right, so there you go on that. That was just furthering up. Further backing up what we said earlier. You know it's bad when CNN is calling you out for lying when you're a Democrat.
Pretty rough.
America First Legal tweet said to show you this. Gene Hamilton, executive director of America First Legal, and these are heroes. Make sure you follow them. If you can, financially support them, which led because we have to get all of these people under oath. Doesn't do good to protest. Go ahead and protest. I've protested numerous times, been to a Trump rally. Love it all. I do. I love protesting. But you know what? This is where the rubber meets the road. This is what really counts. This is what really works, which led to the lawsuit. Said the program is not just a flagrant violation of the immigration laws established by Congress, but it is a recipe for fraud upon the American people and the American government. Shut it down, Biden migrant flight program. Imagine even having, why do we even have to have this discussion? I'm 8 minutes into overtime right now. Amen. I should have already stopped. Why do we have to have this discussion? Why is there a Biden migrant flight program to begin with, where you fly to their country and load them onto planes and bypass our border entirely and don't count them as a border entry. Again, everybody who's telling you that they have cut the border entries in half, the border numbers in half, are lying to you. All they're doing is not counting half of them. Just like when they say that the crime rate is down. No, they're simply not counting 44% of crime any longer. So when they say the number of illegal migrants crossing the southern border has been cut in half, no, they've just stopped counting half of them.
Yep.
That's it. So the Shut It Down Biden migrant flight program, under intense pressure to disband after fraud revelations. Now, it has already disbanded at this point. It's been shut down. Let me read this to you. A congressional source from Fox News, had told Fox News Digital the pause came in mid-July after an internal report unearthed large amounts of fraud and applications for those sponsoring the applicants. So what they're saying here is that the people that were sponsoring the applicants were lying about themselves and the applicants. So were they just emptying their mental asylums onto Biden's migrant flight program? Were they just emptying their insane asylums onto the flight program? Were they emptying their pedophile farms onto the flight program? Emptying their prisons onto the flight program? Massive fraud. So the DHS had to pause the program as it reviewed the sponsor applications. Who runs the DHS? Oh, that would be, once again, the same person who runs the Secret Service, Alejandro Mayorkas. Un-freaking believable. All right, Will, do me a favor. I didn't give you any warning. Switch, skip ahead to Paul A. Cipolla video. Listen, when we get a scalp, we got to take it. Tell me when you found it. It's the Cori Bush stuff. It's towards the end. There you go. Awesome. There we go. So when we get a scalp, we need to take it. The squad is being cut. Now we already got Jamal Bowman. He's gone.
Yep.
They're losing in their primaries.
Yep.
These pro-abortion, pro-transgender, pro-child mutilation, pro-vaccine mandate, pro-mask mandate, pro-Soros district attorneys, pro-crime politicians are losing in their Democratic primaries. Cori Bush, Paul A. Cipolla video. Cori Bush on her humiliating loss last night. Play for me.
As much as I love my job, but all they did was radicalize me, and so now they need to be afraid.
So how are you unleashed now? You have no power. You say your strings have been cut? Yeah. What happens when a puppet string gets cut? They fall to the floor. She talks like this is going to empower. How does it empower? What's happened to Adam Kinzinger since he is no longer a politician? Yeah. Trey Gowdy. He has this worthless, stupid show on Fox, that little globalist puppet that he is. So just a little throwback, Benny Johnson video. In honor of Cori Bush losing her race, throwback to this gym. Play it for me, Will.
So you're saying that you're saying that they're paying their fair share is what you're saying.
No, I'm asking what percentage is a fair share.
Their fair share, the same, if a third of my money is going to taxes, then I think a third of their money should be going
it
to
does.
Taxes. Well, it does.
I'm trying to understand because you realize the effective tax rate on the poor is less than it is on the rich, right?
Okay, so first of all, I'm not the poor. I'm very close to that line, but I'm not the poor.
Okay, so the effective tax rate on the middle class is less than it is on the rich, correct? What fair share would you like to
one?
These are the people running the country. These are the people running the country. These are the people that gave all the Christians their orders over the last 4.5 years of 15 days to flatten the curve. Please think about that. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but please think about that whenever you receive a dictate from Washington, D.C. So there's our scalps so far. Cori Bush and Jamal, fire alarm Bowman. They're both gonzo. These are great wins. We need to acknowledge them. Aaron tells me that Ilhan Omar's race is next week.
Yep.
So Ilhan Omar, hopefully she gets defeated next week.
She gone.
She needs to be. As the Islamic jihadist that she is, she needs to go too. All right, that's it. 13 minutes of overtime. Stick around for the post game. Back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. have another big guest coming up this week that everybody's heard of.
Yep.
Another interview with another big guest that's everybody's heard of that I will announce tomorrow night. So that's a little teaser for everybody. 1,000 people on right now. Appreciate each and every one of you guys. Love you guys in the chat. Let me go to the bottom of the chat and say hey to everybody. Snarl Barkley. I haven't said hey to Snarl for a while. Snarl Barkley's on. Hey, Why Not Me is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Lizzie 859. Regina Loves Art. Lisa Maurer. Tammy L. Margritter. Genesis 5v2. Nude Monk is on. Dave Souders. Praise Holler. Judy Juanita. Lisa Maurer is on. Jenny Malfeasy. Love you guys. I really do love you. Do we have any Rumble Rants tonight, Aaron?
Yes, we do.
There they are. Rumble Rants tonight. Flash River, $25. Thank you so much. Flash River said that my voice reached a new echelon of highness tonight. Thank you. Tell me, Margritter, thank you, $20. Nude Monk, $20. Appreciate the stuff. Appreciate the Rumble Rants so much, you guys. Love everybody in the chat. Thank you to McGroin Nation, as always. I see Coco McGroin right here on the bottom. Night all. Blessings. Love you, Coco. Appreciate McGroin Nation so much. Patriot of the North, 156. Moto WNJPH, Steffa Toms, love you guys. Appreciate you. Stick around for the post game. As always, it's awesome. New Trump ads in the post game. See you tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. God bless you guys. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No. I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it, year after year after year, they, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to TomLipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.